If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome in. Brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Dr. Richard Besser, Chief Health and Medical Editor for ABC News. You see him on, World News with Diane Sawyer, Good Morning America, Nightline, many other news and entertainment programs. He's our guest at 35 past the hour. Do you Google? Sure. You Google. Everybody Googles. Well, beginning soon, Google will be highlighting nutritional information for more than 1,000 foods. For example, type in the question, how much protein is in a banana? And beginning next month, you'll get the answer, plus an expanded box, which will show the calories, fat, grams, and more. What do you think, Dr. Mike?
If they just revise it just a little and show which fats and show the aging fats versus the healthy fats, that is, look at omega-3, omega-7, and omega-9, the odd omegas versus the saturated and trans fat, they will be doing great. If they just leave it as the general sugars, fats, etc., not so helpful.
Well, it may be important where the information comes from. Most of the information they say will come from the Department of Agriculture rather than relying on user-generated content. Is that a good thing coming from the Department of Ag?
Well, the Department of Ag has all of the correct data, has excellent data on its website, and the question is, will they use all of that data? I hope they do. If they do, then bravo.
Most people, they say, miscalculate how many calories they take in every day, even when they use a calorie counting app. People, we eat more calories than you think. That's one of our stories this week.
Right. In fact, the data is we miscalculate when we use those apps, and even when we look at the menu items, by 175 on average to 250. If you say that's per meal, we're probably, you know, if you eat three meals, you're probably down, I think you're eating 700, at least 500 to 750 calories less than you think. Do you think you do that?
What's that again, sir?
Do you think you miscalculate?
Yeah, probably, I would think.
I think we probably all do.
Yeah, I probably do. You know, basically, the obesity problem is, in a nutshell, people don't know what normal portion sizes look like, right? They also don't know when they're full. I mean, you don't have to eat everything all at one time, right? You have a big plate of food, right? Just save it for leftovers the next day or the next time.
Yeah, you know, I went to a Cleveland Indians baseball game this afternoon, since we're in Tampa, since one of our radio stations. Last night, Tampa beat the Indians. Today, the Indians beat Tampa.
By the way, did you stay for the whole game? Did it end at 3 in the morning?
I did not stay for last night's game. I went to today's game.
Oh, okay.
Today's game, which was started at 1:05, and I didn't stay because I had to be here at the office for doing this show, obviously. Mm-hmm. We do it live at 5 to 7 p.m. on Saturdays. I want to thank our people in Tampa for listening. But one of the interesting things is I have tickets in this place that has infinite food. You know, mm-hmm. you can go back, it's the club seats, and it does serve food with the game. And you look at the people, and the people who buy the club seats are generally overweight.
Oh, yeah. And how much of the game are they watching? Do they bring the food to your seat?
No. You have to go and get it. You have to pick it up. Yep. But there is no shortage of people. You know, there's a pizza bar and a Subway bar, a sub bar, and a... But none of them are very low calories. There are vegetables that are steamed. They're great vegetables, great salad. So that's what I have, obviously. But they have most of the other things. Even my mother-in-law, who I took to the game, said, I'm going to have some ice cream. I'm going to take myself to a treat. She avoided it. She actually avoided it. And, of course, the drinks are plentiful in calories, but I was able to have just coffee. And I enjoy it. You know, I love coffee. So it's a good thing, and it makes you younger.
Well, that's the thing about the fast food stuff, too. I don't think people calculate the refills. You can go to a junk food restaurant and get the free refill. Those calories from the drinks, they add up, too.
Yes, they do. Calories add up in every way. So the interesting thing, I don't know how interesting it is, but you can Talk about the McDonald's CEO losing weight, right?
Yeah. Now, they also came out with a report this week saying that McDonald's is having a very difficult time persuading people to buy the salads. Salads at McDonald's make up 2% of their sales. The dollar menu generates 15% of
sales. Well, salads are, they charge a lot more for salads, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah, well, for sure. And the McDonald's CEO said they don't see salads as a major growth driver for their company in the future. Instead of advertising the salads, they're going to start to push hamburgers and chicken sandwiches. For example, some of the chain's new McWraps have tomato and cucumber slices plus shredded lettuce. And they're also trying to introduce low-calorie options as like egg white sandwiches, which they want to promote as well. Burger King is starting to sell turkey and veggie burgers, and Wendy's says they're bringing back their berry almond chicken salad with strawberries and blueberries. So there is it's not, I guess the people don't go for the salads, but I think that the McWraps and some of the other things, the chicken sandwiches, are more what they're going to try to promote.
Well, there is no doubt that in fact you could promote the salads by lowering their price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could do a lot better if you were some of these companies to help us get healthier. And why they don't have a dollar salad menu, they have, you know, there's no reason to not have a dollar veggie wrap at McDonald's with grilled veggies or whatever way they want to prepare them that are healthy. But they don't. And, you know, people would eat them if they did, and there's no reason they don't. In fact, you know, chicken and beef is expensive enough. They could probably make more profit on it if they figured out that people wanted it and did it. Maybe they just haven't tried it, or maybe they've tried it and we don't like it.
Yeah, that's it for me. That's the bottom line on this stuff. It's a matter of dollars and cents to most people. If you see something on a menu that's a dollar, you know, you buy that. You don't buy the salad, that's $2.99. You know, 3 1/4, it comes down to what's cheap and what'll satisfy your hunger. And I think you're right about that. I think if they get it down to a reasonable cost, a buck and a half, people might try it. Before we go to the break, Botox and migraines, what's going on?
Well, this is a wonderful story about Botox is able to prevent migraines. You get the shots every about 3 months at the beginning for the first two or three, and then every 6 months, and they have a remarkable success. About 60% of people get tremendous relief with it. It is another use of Botox or of the Botox drug. You know, there have been a number of uses, preventing spasmodic bladder, preventing arm and leg spasms, and a whole bunch of things other than for cosmetic uses. And here it appears that muscle tightening can be relieved. You have to have the shot every, apparently, 6 months. It never gets longer than 6 months, but it is a way of in a substantial number of people, reducing their migraine frequency or even whether they have migraines at all.
What kind of a candidate would you need to be to get Botox to solve migraine headaches, though?
You know, I don't know. Do you know? I didn't see where it carried that. Essentially, what you have to do is see a physician who's an expert in it. We have them at the Cleveland Clinic, obviously. They're at a number of places, and there are some specifics of it. I don't know those. Do you?
No, I don't. I have the headline here, and I thought maybe. I just wondered if, you know, it's interesting that Botox, I know the original intent, purpose and intent of Botox, but to have it for migraines, I'm sure there's got to be some qualifications for somebody who would want to do that to relieve migraine headaches, which can be painful. All right, coming up is our guest. You've heard him. You've probably seen him on Good Morning America, on World News with Diane Sawyer. On Nightline, he's Dr. Richard Besser, Chief Health and Medical Editor for ABC News. The book is called Tell Me the Truth, Doctor, Easy to Understand Answers to Your Most Confusing and Critical Health Questions. He's next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.